This is Radio Superior 1933, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1933. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1933. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Welcome, friends, to Station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. It's Wednesday, November 8th, 1933, the day after historic national elections. By golly, this is your announcer, Jack McKenna, speaking. Ray Paulson will have all the sporting news, and, of course, the Stack and Company will have their 5 o'clock news with Lou Martin. Stack and Company, with its 88-cent sale, can you believe that? Stay tuned to find out what you can get for just 88 cents, folks. And now here's our 88 cents newsman, Lou Martin.
Good evening, Jack, and good evening, listeners. Violence has subsided in the two-week-old dairy strike in Wisconsin, but rumblings of discontent continue. Several creameries and cheese factories have been dynamited, and farmers not joining the strike have had their milk emptied into the streets. Picketer Gunder Freeland was slain in Madison. The leaders of two farm organizations are criticizing the Roosevelt administration for not coming up with minimum prices for dairy products. Equity Society President Barney Gehrman of Washburn says the family farm must be protected from the auction block. Speaking in Chautauqua, Mr. Gehrman says that he understands the anger of the farmers, but he counsels against violence. Well, this news just in, KUWS reporter Mike Simonson is back from the Farmers Holiday Association of the Head of the Lakes. What do you have there, Mike?
Well, Lou, the dairy farmers have won their first major victory in this strike. Milk distributors have agreed to pay $2.08 per 100 pounds of milk. Starting tomorrow, people will begin paying 11 cents for a quart of milk at their grocery store instead of 9 cents a quart. Douglas and St. Louis County Holiday Association Chairman W.E. Rogie says the 2 cents increase means each farmer will get a little less than a nickel for each quart of milk that they sell. Douglas County Holiday Association President A.R. Matson of Lakeside says this means the end of the milk and cream strike. But Mr. Matson says the next strike will be to withhold eggs until that price is brought up. Bacon and eggs may be hard to find for breakfast, Lou.
Well, that's big news. Thank you, KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson. Just before this settlement, customers of dairy farmers in Iron River voted to support the milk strike. All creameries and cheese factories in Bayfield County closed yesterday after a meeting at the Sherman Cheese Factory just north of Iron River. Bayfield County Holiday Association Chairman Harry Olson says that both creamery operators and patrons voted to support raising prices of dairy products. A surprising vote last night by the Superior City Council. They rejected a plan to build a toll-free high bridge or a tunnel under the harbor connecting the city with Duluth. The 7-2 vote came after a knockdown, drag-out debate between Mayor Fred Baxter and Councilman W.G. Monahan. Mr. Monahan angered the mayor when he asked that members of the Duluth Superior Port Commission be removed for supporting an underground tube. Mayor Baxter insisted the council can't revoke appointments to the Port Commission. The city attorney, James Conroy, agreed. Mr. Monahan opposes the tunnel because it says it will cost too much. It'll keep the city from getting other federal New Deal work grants. The mayor says a tunnel would put many men to work for several years. There were other actions last night. Councilman W.R. Hallam wants federal public works project for a city heating plant and docks. Hallam's resolution was that no engineers for the projects be hired from Duluth. And the councilman didn't take action on a proposal by Councilman Fred Smith that would eliminate the salary of Relief Administrator Gertrude Gates. Instead, Mayor Baxter proposed that her $300 monthly salary be cut in half. Councilman Monahan chimed in that the mayor should go to Madison before making such suggestions. Quoting now, "before he gets us into any more trouble," unquote. Stack and Company News Time is 5:06. Now, Jack McKenna with a word from our sponsor.
Sometimes sitting in on a city council meeting can be more fun than listening to Eddie Cantor on your radio set. Well, Lou, this is not funny. This is very serious. It's a sale at Stack & Company, their famous 88-cent sale. Just listen to these bargains. 59-cent garter belts, 2 for 88 cents. Girdles, $1 girdles, satin and brocaded, specially 88 cents. Oh, there's much, much more. Women's pure silk hosiery, 2 pair for 88 cents. And here's, listen to this one, 27-inch by 54-inch heavy rag rugs. Two, friends, for 88 cents. Hemmed flower sacks, 10 for 88 cents. Ooh, those make dresses, you know. Children's fine ribbed stockings, 25 cents normally, now 5 for 88 cents. Can you beat it? And, of course, there are many, many more that I don't have the time to get into. Stack & Company, they're having their 88-cent sale, folks. Better get in there and get your share. Lou.
Yesterday's elections brought two major changes to our country. The end of New York's corrupt Tammany Hall with the election of Fiorello LaGuardia. And three more states voting to end the 18th Amendment to the Constitution, allowing liquor to be sold once again. People in Wisconsin can claim a kinship to New York's Mayor LaGuardia. LaGuardia is officially listed as a Republican from his time in Congress, but he prefers to be called a progressive. As proof, Mayor-elect LaGuardia backed the 1924 presidential candidacy of Wisconsin's own Fighting Bob La Follette. The end of Tammany Hall did not come easy. Yesterday's election was marred with the liberal use of blackjacks, brass knuckles, hobnail boots, bricks, and knives. Even so, good listeners, democracy prevailed. It was the largest turnout in New York City's history, with 2.1 million of the 2.3 million registered voters exercising their constitutional right. Meanwhile, Ohio, Utah, and Pennsylvania voted to repeal the 18th Amendment and end prohibition. That makes 36 states voting to end the nearly 14-year experiment, started in January of 1920. To make repeal of the Volstead Act complete, all three states must hold ratifying conventions set for December the 5th. This was the fastest constitutional ratification since the early days of the Republic. It took just 8 months to repeal the 18th Amendment, compared to 10 months to end slavery. Approval of the 18th Amendment took 13 months. 3.2% beer was made legal last spring, and now on December the 5th, liquor will once again be legal. Another landmark news item today, it appears the Roosevelt administration will change U.S. foreign policy and give recognition to the Soviet Union. Commissar Maxim Litvinov met with Secretary of State Karl L. Hull for 2 hours today in a move expected to shake 16 years of diplomatic indifference. Part of the agreement between the U.S. and the Soviet Union will include an end to anti-communist and anti-capitalist propaganda by both countries. And here's some news from the Iron Range. Oliver Mining is withholding $1.5 million in taxes to Minnesota. Oliver Mining officials said the tax is unfair and excessive in violation of the Minnesota Constitution. And that's the news, Jack.
Well, it's been a hard, hard decade, Lou. But maybe things are softening. Unless, of course, you're on the city council.
I didn't know if the thick smoke in the council chamber was coming from the cigars or the mayor's ears and the collars from the councilman.
Thanks, Lou Martin, for the 5 o'clock news. Now, here's the weather forecast for this Wednesday evening, November the 8th, 1933. Snow is likely overnight. Imagine that. Then partly sunny tomorrow and a tad colder. Look for a high tomorrow of just 24 degrees. And it's that time of year to bundle up and stoke the furnace, friends. Here's something for your entertainment from our music selection. This is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now, on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
jubilee, because my baby don't need baby now. Oh, bah, 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 bah. When the preacher questions me, I'll say yes sir, yes siree, because my baby don't need baby now. Bah, 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 bah. I just got a little letter just yesterday, and now I feel a little better, and so I say, life is short and mighty sweet, but I know mine is quite complete, because my baby don't need maybe now.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, 1928, with Bing Crosby, a new fella on the block, singing, and Bix Beiderbecke on cornet on station KUWS. How's your radio, folks? Well, if you want a little clearer signal to come in and increase your enjoyment, trade in your old radio toward a new 1934 Philco. Oh, what a name in the radio business. The radio that outsells all others. For a limited time, we offer an extra liberal allowance for your old radio. So trade it in now. Get a new Philco and enjoy unexcelled tone and supreme performance. A complete selection of models with all the latest features. Philcos, $22.50 and up. Easiest terms from Campbell Lumber and Supply Company, 1808 Tower Avenue in Superior. Well, let's turn up that old Philco now and then listen to Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. A brand new number here, Basin Street Blues on station KUWS.
Bye.
Yes, we've just enjoyed, I'm sure. You all enjoyed it, too. Louis Armstrong singing and playing bass and street blues from this past summer of 1933 on your voice from the head of the lakes, station KUWS. One of those voices we've all come to know and love is the one and only Rapid Ray Paulson, the man with the sporting news. Hiya, Ray.
Well, well, well. Isn't that a nice introduction? Hey, Jake, do you owe me money or something?
I'm just feeling pretty good about things, Ray. You know, all the things happening and men getting back to work and all that.
I met some guy out in the hall. And I'll tell you, he didn't look too happy. He was giving Lou a piece of his mind.
Lou could always use a little more of that.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, hello, sport fans. The Green Bay Packers National Professional Football Team hits the road Sunday, playing the Chicago Cardinals at Wrigley Field. Cardinals coach Paul Schisler has been drilling his team to defend Green Bay's vaunted aerial attack. And high school football wraps up Saturday. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, do we have some matchups. Hot matchups on frozen turf, folks. Spooner will play Superior East at East Highfield. And for the Head of the Lakes conference title, Superior Central travels across the Arrowhead Bridge to that new public school stadium, where they face the fearsome Hunters of Denfeld. Coaches turned in their ballots along with two Evening Telegram sports writers for the all-conference team. Coach Harry Conley can boast three first-teamers for his central squad, with Daniel Paquette getting all but one vote. Center Carl Johnson and guard James Duffy are also on the first team. Brothers Joe and Leonard Edzorik from the East Orientals both made the second team. Denfeld posted the most selections with Patterson, Pelinan, King, and Barr on the first team. Two Harbors, Duluth Cathedral, and Cloquet posted second team players. Hey, congrats all around for a fine season and a humdinger of a game set for Saturday, sport fans. See you there. This is Rapid Ray Paulson reminding you that everybody loves a good sport.
Are you done? I've got things of importance to say into this microphone.
Am I done, Jack?
I think we're all right, Ray. Thanks. Hey, Lou.
Right here, Jack. This is Councilman W.G. Monahan.
I don't like your attitude, gentlemen. There's no call in making fun of such a serious issue as the future of our community. The insanity of this underground tube or this high bridge.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Monahan. We'll give you a couple of minutes to say your piece, but we've got some music to play. There's an old saying at the Martin and McKenna Show that the show must go on. Seems to me I've heard that somewhere else, too. Although we didn't invent that saying.
I wish we had. We're a little short on clever sayings.
I have clever sayings all the time.
Give me one.
Right now?
Uh-huh.
You can't just say, be clever. That's not spontaneous. I can't think and be clever.
Not at the same time?
Am I still here? Did I disappear?
He doesn't understand us.
I don't understand us.
You're doing this to get me to leave, aren't you?
On with the music now, good listeners. Let's enjoy Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Jasmine. And I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, on station KUWS.
Now that's clever.
It's because I wasn't thinking.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, you nasty but you dirty, take it away. You're terrible, you're awful, take it away. I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard the Buddy Bolden shout, open up that window and let that bad air out. Open up that window and let that foul air out. Yes, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say.
the fine and clever music of Jelly Roll Morton, and I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Hey, Lou, we've got more company.
So we do. I'd like to introduce Mayor Fred Baxter, joining Councilman W.G. Monahan.
I heard Mr. Monahan pushing his way on over your airwaves, and I thought I'd come to help and set the record straight.
That'd be a first.
I'll second that.
Clever.
Again, not thinking. That's the only way it comes to me.
I'm not sure.
They lost me a ways back there, too. Back to my point. We build that tunnel or bridge, the New Deal will be done for us. No more projects. We need a big one for more jobs.
How much bigger of a project do you think we can get? Build a bridge or a tunnel. That's lots of jobs for 2 or 3 years. It's what's best for Superior.
It's what's best for Duluth, you mean. That just gives tourists a direct toll-free path to Duluth. They won't even stop at Superior.
If visitors are heading to Duluth, they'll go to Duluth. They can take the Arrowhead or interstate bridges now. A toll won't stop them.
It's all for Duluth. Those pirates started that tunnel idea. And you know why?
No. Why?
I'll tell you all why. Duluth would get the contract, get the employment, use their dredges to dig the ditch. Heck, they'd even forge the steel at their Morgan Park plant. They're sneaky that way.
Sneaky Duluthians, eh?
You're not helping, Jack.
All this bickering will lead to one thing, Councilman. We won't get anything at all. We have 12 months to get a proposal to the Roosevelt administration. Less than that now. If you stall this, I bet you we won't get a tunnel or bridge until the 1960s.
By then we'll have flying cars anyway.
Not helping.
I urge everyone out there in Radio Land to call Mayor Baxter and let him know you're against this Connors Point to Duluth tunnel or bridge. It's a boondoggle.
It's tunnel vision.
That's clever.
It's time for music, Jack.
Thank you, Mayor Baxter and Councilman Monahan. Maybe give us a call before you stop by next time. This is Fats Waller on his rhythm with Dinah on station KUWS.
Dinah, is anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know her. Show to me, Dinah, with those 60 eyes blazing. How I long to sit and gaze in through the eyes of Dinah D. Every night, why do I chase the prize? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Oh, Dinah, since you wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah D. Swing it on out to Jackson. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bye-bye.
crazy about revolt I'm talking about, Donnelly. Yes, yes, yes.
What do you say? For your listening enjoyment, good listener, that's the music of Fats Waller and Dinah. Rudy Powell on clarinet. On the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. The end of another clever show, eh, Lou?
Say something clever now, Jack.
You can't force cleverness, Lou. I told you that.
Let's try it. Just for the fun of it.
It won't work.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
You can be clever.
No, I can't, Lou. Well, I tried. That's a wrap this week on the Martin McKenna Show, folks.
No, I can't, Lou.
Well, it rhymes with blue. We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial for Blue Lou. This is Jack McKenna wishing you a very good night.
This is Radio Superior 1933, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson with research by Sarah Dorman. All events reported on Radio Superior 1933 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1933. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.